Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R., Number 676. Now is the time to prepare for the hereafter. Eternity is before us. All improvements we make here of our mental powers, all the high attainments we make in refining and elevating ourselves by connecting closely with heaven, will be translated with us. While if we dwarf our capabilities by inaction, if we deteriorate our talents, which are susceptible of the highest cultivation, we cannot in the better world redeem that past neglect of self-culture, that great loss. Some may be saved as by fire. Their useless life has brought to them infinite loss. We should make improvement in this life, all that we can by the help and grace of God, knowing we can take these improvements with us into heaven. We will glorify our Father in heaven in proportion as we purify and perfect our characters here. The greatest possible good we can do to our fellow men is to overcome our own faults and improve our characters, making them as excellent and symmetrical as possible. Then our influence upon our fellow men will be more effectual than even the pulpit labor of the most learned ministers without their seeking to improve the character and purify the life. Let your light so shine before men that they, in seeing your good works, may glorify our Father which is in heaven. Oh, that the people of God would take this to heart, that they would consider that not one wrong will be righted after Jesus comes. Not one error of character will be removed when Christ shall come. Now is our time of preparation. Now is our time of washing our robes of character in the blood of the Lamb. If we go on excusing our errors and trying to make ourselves believe we are about right, we deceive our own souls and will find ourselves weighed in the balance and found wanting. Many profess the truth, but are not sanctified through the truth. 5, 1874, pages 4 to 7. Testimony concerning Brother Stockings, circa 1874. White Estate, Washington, D.C., December 29th, 1978.